Over the last year, we have run a course called A Quick Journey Through the Bible by Jeff Cavins. It's an eight episode DVD carried course introducing people to the Bible. And it has been hugely successful. I've done it two or three times, and I have found, along with a whole lot of others, that it has really given me a feel for the shape of the Bible. Jeff works from the point of view that most people, especially most Catholics, they've heard the Bible, they've heard the Old Testament read to them maybe every Sunday for 20, 30, 40 years, and they don't really know where it begins and where it ends. You know, does King David come before or after Methuselah? Is the Babylon deportation, is that the same thing as the flight into Egypt? We just don't know, you know. Jeff says, let me lead you through. Let me give you a timeline. That's maybe one of his great contributions, is the Bible timeline. And so many people that have done it, people who felt that they had done no Bible study. I've done a lot of Bible study. I found it useful. So it works at all kinds of levels and really gives people a feeling, the Bible's not a total mystery to me here. I know it. It begins somewhere. The story begins somewhere. There is a narrative. It begins and it moves through these wonderful stages, and it ends up with Jesus the Messiah and the church going out to the world. So we were very excited about Jeff Cavins, because this course really touched a lot of people. There were over 1,200 people in our diocese, and some of the neighbouring dioceses, 300 or 400 or 500 more, have done the quick journey and really liked him. He is an engaging teacher. Good solid stuff, and he knows what his purpose is in teaching the Bible, but he's an attractive and witty presenter as well. So we knew that he was coming to Ireland, and we worked along with him and other people from Ascension Press, who produced the Quick Journey, and we set it up for the Waterfront Hall on the Saturday, the 21st of November, the Waterfront Hall in Belfast, where we hope to have Jeff. He's not going to attempt to do the whole Bible in a day, but what he will do on that day is have four very good teachings. One, Abraham, our father in faith. David, warrior and worshipper. Jesus, the rabbi who fulfills us and calls us. And the church, the family of God's people, going out to the world. So he is actually going to lead us through the narrative movement of God's working in the world and working through the Bible story. He will do it in a way that gives people space to take time and reflect, hear what he's been at. We'll pray together, there'll be music. So it will be a day full of good teaching, but that will not be overloaded.
And that's for anybody in general who's interested in the Bible in some form or other. And for most Catholics, the Bible often is something that, you say, they take it down from the wardrobe and dust it off. But actually, it's a really important part of understanding the Gospels and our faith.
The Bible, including the Old Testament, that many of us Catholics are completely spooked by, It's foundational to who Jesus is, to who Mary is, and to our faith. There's no doubt about it. What I found with Jeff's teaching was that he will give something for people who feel they have done a bit of study of the Bible and they know a wee bit. He will give something good and meaty for them, but he's there for the person who has heard the Bible read at Mass every Sunday and who has some sense of some of the stories, but who's at a bit of a loss putting it together. Jeff has something for them as well. It's really quite amazing. As I say, I have done the course and facilitated it, and I have found I've been with, you know, like I remember there was. One woman that spoke to me about the course, and she said, I've been to Mass for years, but and like the way she spoke about the Bible, I knew it really was. It was a mysterious thing that nearly scared her, you know. So she needed help finding her way through the book, and she found the course with Jeff, fantastic. I was there, and I've been privileged to do a whole lot of courses on the Bible, and I found it helpful for me. So there was the two of us, somebody who really felt she was just beginning, and she, her mind was put at rest. She came in kind of nervous and feeling, oh my goodness, I'll be totally out of place here. And at the end, she was so grateful. She bought a Bible, and she was able to open the Bible, and she knew where she was going from now on. And it was the beginning for her of like, this was the beginning of a new exploration. So Jeff pitches his teaching at everybody, particularly the person who's nervous and but who's open.
Because there are some weirder stuff in the Bible. I mean, if somebody hits up against Leviticus and some of the rules there that are just read as cracked, I presume he helps to contextualize that.
What Jeff basically says is, beware heading into Leviticus first day off, because it's not what we're looking for. First day off, we want to know, what is the story of God's dealings with humanity from the moment of creation right through this wonderful story that is told in poetry and allegory and told in so many beautiful ways. Let's lead through the great characters, through Abraham and Sarah, through King David and Solomon, and on into the prophets,
Job
and all of these characters. They are all part of a story leading up, leading somewhere. And Jeff says, if you get a feel for that, and he says it's carried by some of the books, you know, like, you don't have to read all of the books first day out. You know, the chances are we're never going to read any of the books. He says, let's check the books out that carry the storyline. Know them, and once you know the storyline, then you're in a position to say, well, I mean, I actually know now that the chosen people were carted off to Babylon, into exile, and, you know, by the rivers of Babylon and all that stuff. I know that that happened at a certain time, and that's not a mystery to me anymore. Well, I know that part of the book of Jeremiah and part of the prophet Isaiah was in that very time. So now I can open Jeremiah, and I have a wee sense, what was Jeremiah talking into? He was talking to a people who were away in exile, or who were being carted off to exile. Well, now that gives me a wee bit of access. So his idea is, let's find out the story, follow the story, and when you have the story, then you can go and look at the more exotic things.
And of course, in Jewish story is also Jewish history as well.
It is this amazing thing that this particular people in history began to realize, that God was working with and through them. Now, God is working with and through us all, but they got it, and God led them, and the Son of God was born among them of a Jewish woman, and that is just, that's just the amazing, almost incredible, I mean, it's all almost incredible, backdrop to what we as Christians believe, and to have an increased sense and ability to look around that story is just such a gift.
So people can get that gift in the Waterfront Hall in Belfast on November the 21st. How do they go about it? Do they need to book, or, and how much does it cost?
It's a whole day in the Waterfront Hall. It costs £20. And a very simple thing is to go on the website of Waterfront Hall Belfast, or call the Waterfront Hall in Belfast and book tickets, or through the Living Church office in the Diocese of Down and Connor, which can be got through the Diocese of Down and Connor website.